Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks so much for choosing Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Wednesday, January 30th. Last week, the local advocacy group Citizens for a Healthy Community announced it would file a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management if the agency does not withdraw the remaining 20,000 acres in the North Fork Valley from its upcoming lease sale on February 14th. Along with other citizens groups and individuals, CHC has been fighting the proposed sale since it was announced in December of 2011, saying it jeopardizes the North Fork's economy, its organic farms, orchards, ranches, wineries, and way of life. KVNF's Marty Derlin spoke with CHC Director Jim Ramey.
If the BLM decides to go ahead with the sale of the North Fork leases, CHC and its partner, the Western Environmental Law Center, will file an injunction to stop it, claiming that the BLM's 1989 resource management plan is not an adequate tool for making decisions about gas drilling in the North Fork Valley in 2013. CHC views the lawsuit as a last resort, says Director Jim Ramey, but he believes they're on solid legal ground.
The basic argument that we have is that the federal law requires the BLM to do an extensive environmental analysis for this, and they haven't done so. You look through this 281-page environmental assessment that they did, and the constant refrain you hear from them is the act of leasing produces no impacts whatsoever, which ask Bob Lario at REMAX if that's true. He's already seeing significant economic impacts from the mere threat of leasing happening, not even the lease sale going through it. But it boils down to BLM has not done the required analysis. Their analysis is deficient, and we think we have a very strong case if we're forced to pursue that with a judge.
Is it your position that BLM has a reasonable mandate that they're just making errors in executing? Or do you think that that idea is flawed from the beginning, that we can't really share all the land in the ways that that statute now provides for?
I think it's really unfortunate because how BLM has carried themselves with respect to the North Fork leases seems to be to try to justify at any cost why these lands should be leased for oil and gas, instead of trying to look at more holistically, here are all the very many resource concerns and uses on these public lands, and how can we balance those with oil and gas? It seems like the BLM is really trying to justify, okay, we need to open all of the public lands for drilling unless there's a really, really, really good reason not to. And, you know, we've been trying to make the case for over a year now that there are lots of really good reasons not to open them, and they're only partially addressing our concerns.
BLM representatives argued on their visit to Paonia's town council last week that the old resource management plan had been amended 16 times in the last 23 years, and that it is adequate to make all decisions about land use, even as the agency works on a revision. But Ramey says gas and oil development is in a class all of its own.
I would argue that, you know, when you're looking at a pipeline project across public lands or a change to a grazing allotment, it's very different than when you're looking at a 20,000, 10,000, 5,000 acre lease sale of public lands for oil and gas development. Because once those leases are issued, that under the law is the conveyance of a property right to that company to go and develop the minerals there. So once you issue the leases, the horse is out of the barn. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You can only try to mitigate the impacts and negotiate with the company if there's a significant resource concern. When the decision to lease these lands was made in 1989, that couldn't have foreseen what the North Fork Valley would be like in 2013. So from a common sense standpoint, let's just slow down. Let's focus on getting the resource management plan updated, getting really good, thoughtful management in place for the North Fork, and let's let the companies who have federal leases in the North Fork, up in the Muddy, and across the state of Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West. Let's focus on developing those parcels that are already leased. There's hundreds of thousands, millions of acres of land that are already leased and not being drilled on.
The BLM said it would make a decision about whether or not to defer the North Fork leases as late as 2 days before the sale on February 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
The Bureau of Land Management announced that it is seeking public nominations for open positions on its 29 Resource Advisory Councils, RACs, which advise the BLM on public land issues. The BLM will consider nominations for 45 days. The RACs help the Bureau carry out its stewardship of more than 245 million acres of public lands. Each council consists of 10 to 15 members with an interest or expertise in public land management, including conservationists, ranchers, outdoor recreationists, state and local government officials, tribal officials, and academics. The diverse membership is meant to ensure that BLM land managers get the varying perspectives they need to achieve their mission, which is to manage the public lands for multiple uses. Individuals may nominate themselves or others to serve on an advisory council. Applications must be submitted by Thursday, March 14th. For more information, call Shannon Borders at 970-240-5399. The Associated Press says despite recent heavy snows, a 6-square-mile wildfire is continuing to burn in Rocky Mountain National Park. Fire officials say the Fern Lake Fire, which is 88% contained inside the park, will continue to smolder in dense forests, despite a foot of snow. The fire, which remains under investigation, has been burning since October 9th and has destroyed one cabin. Shoppers in Colorado stores won't have to worry about new credit card surcharges being imposed on customers in other states, says the Associated Press. The surcharges are illegal under Colorado law, so businesses cannot add the fees to purchases. In most other states, stores now have the option of charging customers up to 4% to cover the cost of processing a transaction. According to KCNC-TV, 9 other states have similar bans, but consumers might have to pay it if they make a purchase online or on the phone with an out-of-state company where the fees are legal. Governor John Hickenlooper says a lack of water in Colorado poses a serious challenge for the state's tourism industry. Hickenlooper answered questions from industry representatives as part of the annual Tourism Day at the state capitol. Benta Berkland has more.
Hickenlooper says drought will continue to be one of the biggest hurdles for bringing in out-of-state dollars. He pointed to last summer when Colorado was plagued with devastating wildfires and says those images blaring on TV screens across the country made it more difficult to market the state.
That's not conducive to what we're trying to get people to think of. But the bottom line is, if climate change, if climate's really changing, we're going to have to figure out how to address this.
But Hickenlooper says he's reluctant to get involved in the climate change battle because it's so divisive. Al White is the director of the state's tourism office. He says as bad as last summer was, it didn't really hurt tourism figures because the wildfires were isolated.
It was like 1% of our state public lands, and there was so much more of Colorado to see and do. And so I never heard during the summer that somebody said, oh, my family canceled their trip to Colorado because of the drought.
White says he's now focusing on this winter and hoping the mountains get several big snowstorms.
If somebody goes home after the snow has been icy and snowpack and they tell their friends have that perception for the rest of the season. If we can change that perception once we do have the snowfall, then hopefully we can change the activity in the mountain resorts.
But it's one thing to change attitudes and another for Colorado to leave the drought behind. Most recent snowpack estimates show the state is about 60% of average. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And that concludes your local newscast on Wednesday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, my name is Eric Gould. Have a great hump day, everybody, and thanks for listening.